Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. With me today I have It's The Real's Jeff and Eric Rosenthal.
Oh.
Hi.
And Nod, who works over at MTV, but I'll let you guys all kind of explain what you do. And Jeff and Eric, this is your second time on the podcast.
Are we the first returning guests?
Other than Jason, which doesn't count because he works here.
Well, we could leave.
Well, we practically work here.
And then we can come back. Yeah. And we're like returning guests for real.
There you go.
Actually, you just wrote for Billboard.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Yes, which really? We will be talking about today.
So save it for the podcast.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Thank you. So why don't you guys tell the listeners who have not heard the episode you guys were on with Mac Miller what you guys do?
So I'm Jeff.
I'm Eric.
And we talked to Mac Miller about his new mixtape.
Generally, we're hip-hop sketch comedians. Right. I think that's mostly what people were wondering.
They were wondering if we talked to Mac Miller.
Yeah, no, we do sketches. We've done interviews. We've done...
Work for MTV.
Work for MTV.
We performed at Bonnaroo.
We did. We have a mixtape out with DJ Drama. Another one on the way, Urbane Outfitters 2.
We're really out here.
We are out here. That's what we do.
Yeah. And they're actually two different people.
Yeah. That's why you need to differentiate our voices.
Yeah.
It's like, how long did it take you to like figure out like which guy
one was which?
In the clips.
Yeah.
You know, like, was it always I can, you know, understand each one?
I mean, well, I know knowing you guys in real life now, you guys answer. It's crazy because like when you ask a question, you guys both answer the question at the same exact time. It's weird. It's crazy. It's like, but you guys aren't twins or nothing.
No, Jeff is a twin.
But not him.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell which one of us like will tweet a certain thing?
I don't either. That's also scary. Yes. Well, so I don't know who's talking to me.
I do know.
I'm the meaner one.
You're the meaner one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And he's
Eric,
just he's the
you
fun
can tell Eric
one.
Thinks about his the tweets.
Okay. So you're the reckless one.
Yes. Jeff is
the reckless one. All right.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about what you do over at MTV.
All right. I'm at MTV2. Which is the home of Guy Code and Wild and Out.
It's better than MTV.
It's the Guy Channel. It's the Guy Channel. So I'm a story producer over there, which means I'm with certain. We had a show over there called The Week in Jams. I was a story producer for that show, so I pretty much wrote the script every week. You know, it was hosted by DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, Sophie Green. We had plenty of guests. We had a rotating table of guests or whatever.
It's real.
And I'm also in the enhanced content department. So whenever you watch MTV2 and you see a news ticker float by with all types of news in there, that's me. Well, me and my partner, you know what I mean? So it's just both of us, and we just plug that in all day. We scour Twitter all day for juicy headlines, and we put it in there, and we pop it in there.
But tell Erica what your favorite show is.
It's not my favorite show. I think
yeah,
everybody gets to have one piece of trash television. To
okay.
They can watch.
What
and
is
mine's
it?
Is Love & Hip Hop.
I really watch
Love & Hip Hop. Every Monday, I tune in, I live tweet, and I just shake my head at these
people. I think
I've
actually made fun of you.
Yeah, no, everybody makes fun of me because I'm such a, like, I'm you wouldn't expect it.
Do you feel differently about any of the artists on there? Like, do you feel differently
pre-Love
& Hip Hop for Joe Budden and post?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I was a huge Joe Budden fan. I mean, little quick fact tidbit. I was actually in the Pump It Up video.
What?
No one ever. You'll never find it, though.
Put it in the podcast.
Yeah, I was actually in the Pump It Up video. I was in the Miami Memorial. I went down there on Miami Memorial Day 2003. Went out there.
What?
That's a whole nother story. But like Saigon, I was a huge Saigon fan.
Yeah.
And then I mean, him doing reality television kind of disappointed me. But you know, a check's a check, I guess, at this point. And you know what I mean? But I mean, Stevie J's still a crazy. I mean, he's a legendary producer. Mm-hmm. I can actually like the discography's crazy. You can't deny that. But
Peter
actually,
Guns is a legend.
Peter Guns. Deja Vu is a legendary song. You know what I mean? And Corey Guns is a very, very dope MC. I mean, I don't.
Legendary. Yeah, I mean, I'm Young Money member.
But, I don't feel any different about any artist like before or after, really. Like, it's like, it is what it is. Like,
by the way, I think once you're in Young Money, you can never get out, right?
No.
You're just there for life.
I think you're trapped in there. Nice. I think it's locked in.
Same with lawsuits.
It's nice.
It's you and lawsuits that are there for life.
It's like joining a union, you know? Right. Just
anyway, Drake, I guess, right?
So, yes, I wanted to talk about Drake and the ESPYs, but also something that that Eric worked on for Billboard on Tuesday was, or Wednesday morning, was Drake's like top 25 moments in sports.
Yeah. You hit me up and you were like, what do you think about Drake and basketball specifically? And I was like, it's bigger than that. Like, I feel like, you know, whether it's him dating Serena or whether it's him getting kept out of the Miami Heat locker room, or whether it's like just everyone being like, how long have you been a Kentucky fan? And he's like, always the lint roller.
The lint roller.
There's so much. It's funny. And I got to do a lot of research on it. And you see all of these interviews. Like, it's a great number of interviews where he's like, he tells how much he appreciates sports and relates to it. And he's like, we're all young. We're all like part of this. And that's why I want to be like around these guys. But the funny thing to me is he's 27 now, right? And he's not so young anymore. So like him going into that locker room is a little strange for me. And that was like, you know, like
he's a fan. You know?
I know,
he's
but
a
like
fan.
What I said in the piece was like, I remember going back from college and going to like a high school party and being like, this is strange now. Yeah, like I'm on the outside of an inside joke.
But he never had that experience. Like Drake never went, he didn't finish high school. So it's like, you know what I mean? I can see why, you know. Yeah. It's crazy that he happens to stand for every winning team, though. That's the thing that's like, I don't know. But
is especially, it crazy or is it a trend?
it's a trend.
Well, no, it actually is now. Like, yeah. And just to be like very sports for a second, like I found like when I was starting to play like fantasy football or whatever, my allegiances to my team got real messed up because I'm rooting for like everyone from every different team.
You don't care anymore.
So now it's like such an individual.
Are you a Giants fan?
What's that? No, Redskins fan, actually.
Oh, you can't say that word.
I know I can't.
You got to edit that out.
Yeah.
Golly.
No, and this is an actual thing, by the way. So like Starter had us in their lookbook last year. Yeah. And they were like, we'll give you guys free jackets. Which ones do you want? And I asked for Nick's
one. Eric is wearing a Starter hat, by the way, right now.
I am. I was asking. That's where I got that.
Plugging away.
I asked for a Knicks one, right? Uh-huh. And they were like, we're all out of them. They're like, do you want an NFL one? And I'm like, thinking to myself, like, I'm a Redskins fan, but
damn,
I can't be out there like
Washington
wearing that.
Fan.
No, yeah, man. No.
Washington
cannot.
A Washington hat. Can I have a Washington hat? Oh, man.
He kind of made a joke of that. About always going with the winning team,
right?
In his opening speech,
yes.
At the ESPYs, how he, you know, he goes with the team till they lose, and then he,
yeah.
Stops.
I think overall, we should say that. I mean, there's a whole team of writers who are, you know, in the back room who write for Drake. So he brings a certain something, but they also help him convey
that.
Yeah. So I think a lot of those guys, we happen to know one, but we know a lot of those guys in the back room sort of have an idea of who Drake is and what fun to poke, you know? And I think that that's a big thing that they were like, oh, you know, it'll really go well. A lot of people know that you are sort of a bandwagon fan or more of an individual fan than like a team fan. So we're going to talk about that. So I don't think it was him like going out there and being like, although it was taken as that, but the real truth of the matter is like, it's people putting their lines in there. So it'll be funny, you know?
So what else did you guys think of? Not just the opening speech, but any other moments like throughout?
I like the song with Brian McKnight where they talked about side pieces.
I loved it because Brian McKnight also came out.
Is Brian McKnight your side piece?
No. I won't reveal my side piece. But it's not Brian McKnight.
Mac Miller.
No. Macklemore.
Yes. Got a little shot. Got a little poke.
Yeah. I didn't see the show, by the way, so I'm just catching up with
you.
I'm on a podcast. Yeah, we're just talking about, and I don't know what's going on.
We're out at taping of Love and Hip Hop.
I would know. I was actually out. Yeah, I was at a VH1 event, definitely. Arguing with B-Dot and my cousin Big Waz on Twitter, at Big Waz.
You were living.
Yeah, we were arguing about Chuck D and Public Enemy. No, not
Troy.
You know, I get a lot of Troy Ave arguments. Nah, it was actually about Public Enemy and Chuck D. Yeah, it's a whole other episode. Whole other thing.
Well, actually, so Drake walked out. His walkout music was
Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah.
And
can't
and
say the name of the song.
Immediately on Twitter, you saw someone tweeted what about Troy Ave?
That he must be so pissed.
I don't know where all this animosity and hatred for Troy Ave came from.
Well, there can only be one New York rapper.
One at a time. New York. That's what I was joking about, to my man about that. That there can only be one New York rapper at a time. So there's like, we can't, for some reason, you can't have too many new New York rappers walking through the door. So I for some, but everybody does, like, Troy must be doing something right. Because, I mean, hatred is, you know, real thing.
I don't know.
Next to love. Right?
I mean, I guess. Right? I think that, first of all, if there's one New York rapper that I would prefer, it'd be French Montana.
But he's not new anymore.
But he's not really new.
He's not new, right?
He's been around for a second.
He's been around.
I was watching some actual mixtape stuff, like the DVD mixtape stuff.
Cocaine DVDs?
Amazing.
He's new to the Kardashian fans.
Oh, my
he
God.
Is.
So yeah. The way he is the whole of the world. But no, not French Montana.
But so what did Drake say exactly
about
Macklemore?
He just came out and danced, kind of like walked out.
Oh, no, to Bobby Shmurda?
Oh, to Bobby Shmurda. Yeah. No, I was talking about Macklemore.
Because he was doing a song about, like, the runners-up, basically.
He said, real music doesn't always win Grammys.
Wait, good music, he said?
Real music doesn't always win
Grammys. He took a shot at Macklemore, like, Grammy night, right?
Yeah.
Like,
about Grammy night. It was not in a tweet. It was in a Rolling Stone interview.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
It was the same Rolling Stone interview where he pretty much went in
on Jay. Same one.
And referred to a Kanye line as like that's something Fabulous would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I find mad funny.
Fab, who was in the audience last night and enjoyed it apparently.
Yeah.
According to his tweets. Yeah.
Because
here's the thing that happens on Twitter, as you know, like everyone goes in.
Yeah.
And it's like even if he's doing a great job,
they just
had a field day.
Can we curse on this? No, we can't curse on this. I don't want to curse. It'd be a bad representation of me. Yeah, it'd be a bad representation.
But they had a field day last night. Like, everyone's just like going in on him. Meanwhile, like, the truth of the matter is, like, he's actually doing a pretty good job.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I thought the monologue was the weakest part.
I agree.
I thought that the other stuff was much better.
Yeah.
I like the Blake Griffin, Chris Brown.
Yes. Great.
That looked crazy.
I like when Chris Brown called himself the American sweetheart.
Oh, wow.
I like when he kind of, like, I just haven't seen Chris Brown kind of make fun of himself.
Have you watched the video?
I'm straight, just like,
okay,
we're just gonna cut you out.
Okay, so basically what happened was they did a pre-taped segment where Blake and Drake were friends.
Yeah.
And then that all
and they'd done a movie together.
Yeah. And they
and
were
so the question was
about,
when they do the title for it, is it gonna be Blake and Drake to keep it simple, or is it gonna
be
Drake
and Blake?
Yeah. But it ended up being really great.
Yes.
Where their whole thing, when they're like, hey, we're brothers now, like, we went through all this, you know, filming and everything, now we're tight as brothers, that broke them up and they went against each other, right? So it was a whole bunch of, like, sabotages against each other, including he was going to get his appendix out or something like that.
Right.
And Blake was in surgery with him, and a whole bunch of doctors dismissed them.
I saw that selfie.
Yeah, and got Chris Brown to be the substitute doctor. But by the way, Erica, did you feel watching that as I did, that maybe, like, some of the fun was taken away because we saw a picture of Chris and
gang
Drake
banging?
In the studio?
Oh, in the studio. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
I have nothing to do with this.
Oh, no. Yeah, my bad. No, it's hard for this guy. I don't know, man. The guy last week was literally gang banging. Was throwing up sets in a club.
He was.
Blood
sets.
Oh, right.
And
now
he's on the SBC.
Right.
Smiling
right.
and cheesing. So it's like, I don't know, man. I'm sorry for anything.
I was like,
gang?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bang it.
What if you would have came out at the ESPYs like that?
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But wait, what were you gonna? What was your question?
I was just saying.
The picture ruined it. Yeah, definitely did.
I felt it.
Who did that picture? Whose account was that? Was that Chris Brown's account?
No,
it was Chris Brown's. Well, no,
I thought it was a Chris Brown like fan account or something.
It
right?
It was actually. Yeah. I believe it was a blogger.
Yeah.
She tweeted that photo.
Oh yeah, she ruined it.
How did she get the photo?
I mean, I don't think that she was probably told to take it off or anything like that. But I know that when they were in the studio together, there was like a lot of people there.
Yeah, that definitely took away the impact.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, yeah, I guess
that would have been like much bigger
moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
part of it was like, all right, he comes in as a doctor and he's the worst option for Drake because he hates him.
Yeah.
Except now, like a week before, we're like, they don't really hate each other. Yeah.
So they completely ruined it.
I saw New York Magazine, Amanda Dobbins, said that.
So the Skylar Diggins crush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got a nice little kiss on the forehead.
He did.
Skylar Diggins.
Yeah, he did. I liked that skit.
Is that a friend zone type of thing?
He had a friend
zone. I mean, I think
so,
that it's...
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's like, the thing. She already had a boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure she had to ask for the blessing from the boyfriend. Like, is it cool with you that we do this skit?
Right.
Knowing Drake, he probably met dude beforehand. Yeah, and like, you know, like...
Gave him, like, a great hug.
So, I mean... Yeah, maybe he was friend-zoned. Yeah, he probably was friend-zoned on national television.
No, he was already friend-zoned, I feel like.
I don't think that this was the coronation.
But this was a kiss on the, what, a peck? What, he gave him a peck on
because
the forehead?
Because for people who don't know, he put up 3 or 4 Instagram pictures... And then 4 Instagram videos...
Damn,
making fun of...
It's
the boyfriend for overreacting.
Yeah.
I think that it's just like, you know...
Hashtag reacting.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He's got a... Hashtag crush.
That was Wayne's crush first, though.
By the way,
he used to wear her jerseys. Yeah, he used to wear, when she was at Notre Dame, he used to wear her jerseys. He used to wear her jerseys at shows and interviews and stuff. So I don't know.
Well, as it goes with Young Money.
Yeah, definitely.
Eric mentioned his favorite kind of Drake sports moment. What are your guys' favorite Drake moment throughout sports?
Do you want to go first?
I'm thinking. I'm processing.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
I would say that the lint roller thing is the best, but my second favorite would probably be, I mean, I like that he has made the Raptors a thing.
Mm, I agree with that.
And that's like a sincere thing. I think that like it's amazing that he had a, wasn't it like Raptors weekend? Oh, no, it was the same weekend that he was hosting SNL, right?
No, they had a game that was all, like, OVO-related.
Right, but
there.
Was that in Brooklyn or no?
No.
Was that the playoff? No.
No, it was before. It was during the regular season.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, they blacked out the whole audience with, like, OVO, you know, shirts.
That's dope.
They had, they had a lot of stuff. He was very, like, he put himself out there you know, met everyone. And
he performed, too, didn't he?
He performed, yeah.
He
gave, like, some kid, like, some OVO Jordans.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would say my least favorite thing is the season handshake.
Oh, with the Manziel?
Manziel thing? I do not like that.
He's like, I do not like that.
Yeah, not a fan.
What about
my favorite Drake sports moment? I don't really have one, yo. Like, I mean...
What's the one that stands out to you the most?
I mean, definitely getting denied after the Heat won the title. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know what his relationship with the team was at the time. I don't know his relationship with... I mean, he's Drake, obviously, like, one of the best rappers in the world and all that. Oh, not in the world, but mainstream rappers, whatever. Just like, I mean, these dudes just won a championship to have the gall to like try to walk in the locker room and celebrate with them. Like, dog, like, where do we draw the line, yo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, they just won the world championship. Like,
I feel like there's some like really underrated ones.
There's definitely ones. Yeah, hell yeah.
He pitched a first pitch at a 2011 Indians game.
Yeah.
And there's video footage ahead of him pitching and throwing the first pitch, and he's talking to the guy, and just like everything he says is just embarrassing. It's just awful, and he's clearly not like
really. What does he
say? He says, the guy's like, "Where are you performing? You know, you're in town. You're in Cleveland. You're performing with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Where are you performing?" He's like, "It's going to be on a closed off street." And he's like, "He's like, this is embarrassing. I don't know where it is." He's like, "There's. It's a heavily populated area." He says that, and he's like. Oh, he's drinking from a double cup. It's just like there's a lot of like bad stuff there. Just not good. But I like that always,
yeah.
You know, moment when he, that Vine where he's like walking past the guy and he's like, how long have you been a Wildcats fan? And he's like, always. Like, because he says hi to someone next to him,
he's
and
all
he's
smiles.
All smiles.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden a reporter or someone asks him.
I think it's amazing.
How long he's been a fan, a Wildcats fan.
Oh, I got a sports moment I do like. Remember when Wale got into it with the Raptors? Was it the Wizards announcing team?
The Wizards, yeah.
And the dude was like, "Who's that's rapper Wale." And the other dude was like, oh, I don't know. He's no Drake. You remember that? That was crazy. I was like, damn, son. Like, in D.C., he was like, he's no Drake.
Wale has his own sports.
No, Wale's he's official sports head. You know what I mean? Like, he has his entire affinity for sports and stuff. He's really knee-deep in it. And so, yeah, he's another one of those guys that, you know, as gung ho about his sports as well as other things.
Shoes.
I think what's really impressive about Drake is that he's everywhere. He's completely crossed over into pop where like, and he likes to like walk that line of like, I sing, but I also rap, right? But he can really be him to the point of, and it's legitimate. He's up there and he's a superstar, right? Yeah. But he can be him enough that everyone on Twitter last night was like, what kind of voice is that? Like, where's that coming from? And, like, I see, like, people like Joe Zen is, like, he's Canadian. Like, what'd you expect? Like, it's impressive that he can be himself and still be 100.
Yeah, he has the upper hand in that, man. Like, he's really, like, himself. He doesn't have to put on a front at all. Like, and that's what really works in his favor.
I will say it's a little bit weird that somebody who, like, made his bones by being an actor is so prone to overacting.
Do you think his jokes were not as funny?
I think some of the some of them, like, I think the beginning of the Blake and Drake sketch, like, it's just like him like being like way over the top with it, and then I thought that it got better as it went on. Did anybody else notice that or not?
Yeah,
you
but
didn't
I didn't see the show.
But yeah. I think that all children actors, all child actors sort of like overact to a point. So, and
yeah, he was on Degrassi. Yeah. Like, all he did was overact on
that
show.
He's not a classically trained.
Right.
Was he the same on SNL? I didn't see that episode.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that he was like way over the top.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good on SNL, though. Yeah. I mean,
his Cat Williams was really great.
Why are you doing Cat Williams
that was
in 2014?
I know. It was SNL.
I didn't know that Jamie Foxx was a mentor of his till last night. Apparently. He shouted out Jamie Foxx at the very end, which is like, thanks for...
Mm-hmm. Well, he like, tweeted.
He Instagrammed
like
it.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Jamie hit him up on Twitter being like, you did an amazing job, triple threat, you know?
Yeah.
How many years until his first feature film, Drake? Give it a take.
I would say he was in
Ice Age.
Yeah, no, it was a cameo.
No, he had
I'm talking about Independence Day style.
No,
like,
I'm saying
two years.
Oh, I'm gonna say under.
Yeah,
I'll go under 2 years. Yeah,
you think like a year? Well, no. We'll have a Drake.
That would mean
film?
That he's already filming it.
I bet he is. I bet he's on his way.
I mean, he was reading scripts, or he said he was reading scripts during his SNL run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that even if he like overacted or wasn't as funny as you know some thought, it was a reassurance that he does know how to do more than like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually,
I'm quibbling.
That's a great comparison to Will Smith because if you look at like Fresh Prince stuff, it's not like he's like a very good actor back then. It was great, but it's not Ali.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know his best parts. I forget what the one with him and his son
and
were.
Jade. What was it?
Well,
Pursuit of Happiness.
Right.
Awesome. Who's a better actor, Drake? Oh, let's compare him to other Raptors, actually. Actors.
Yeah, yeah. So Jeff
said Raptors.
No, he did. Jeff coined that term.
So it's a rapper / actor.
Oh, a Raptor.
Is a Raptor. Yeah, yeah.
Get out
of here. Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
The best, well, I mean, you have to go through Ice Cube. You have to go through. No, I'm not saying he's great.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying the list of them. Ice Cube, Marky Mark, Eminem.
Marky Mark. Damn, son.
Ja Rule.
Damn.
50 Cent, Eminem.
50.
Of course, Pac.
Pac, right.
Yeah.
You know.
So who would you say, where would you say Drake falls?
And then Will Smith, obviously.
I haven't seen him in enough feature films or television shows.
Well, where do you think he would land, rather?
If he really went hard with acting, I think he could be top five.
I agree.
Yeah.
Easily.
Did you like the show last night?
I did like the show. I mean, but I like the Chris Brown, Blake, all that. The Pacquiao.
I thought the Pacquiao thing was like all right.
I thought it was funny.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was all right.
But I love Frozen, so like
they
I think
did
any reference to it.
But like I think it's such an easy way to go to have like what it was Pacquiao doing like
I really wish I watched the
a
show.
Singing career, right?
Sing- oh, I'm, that in itself means that he did a good job.
What, that he wishes he watches the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. No, I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Pacquiao sketch was great.
No, I think that the Pacquiao thing, if they had like done an extra level to it rather than like funny voice doing the song.
Yeah. I think it's also easy. It's just like, hey, take an athlete and put them in a recording studio. It's like, right. SNL does that all the time.
Right.
But they had a lot of funny jokes last night. And they did get, pretty hip hop with things. They had Prince Fielder was on the cover of ESPN, the magazine.
The Body magazine. Yeah. Right, yeah.
He made a Rick Ross joke about that.
Uh-huh.
When they introduced, Mayweather and the Money Team,
yeah,
for his like whatever award he was presenting, right. they made a TI joke. He was like, I'm getting the TI treatment.
I mean, these sound just like all Chris Rock leftovers from the BET Awards.
Wow.
I mean, real talk.
He was Chris Rock was hilarious.
Chris Rock bodied that. Like, he
did.
I mean, that's what he does for a living, though. You know.
Yeah, this is true. But it sounds like just leftovers.
From
that.
But I think also it's hard to do that in the proximity that they were in, too, because it was so recent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I also appreciated the Lance cam.
Great. Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Oh, that man. I was crying, laughing.
That was laugh out loud funny.
We just signed a contract with the Hornets.
The Hornets.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The former awesome. Bobcats.
The former Bobcats,
So Drake blew
into Lance's ear.
And then they both blew into Paul George's ears.
Really?
But, Lance played it off very well for the first one because you thought that he might not be on board.
Right. I didn't know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, like, Drake just like, you know, is blowing into this dude's ear. He does not want it.
Destroy him.
And then
he joins.
Yeah. He joins in.
It was great. He was really funny.
Damn.
Really funny.
Good,
but he's allowed to laugh after he just signed a...
I mean, I don't know how much it was for, but yeah, he just got a brand new deal.
27, I think.
Might be 27 million. Yeah. 28 million.
You need to switch careers.
Ah, man.
And learn a sport.
Basketball?
You have your own podcast. What are you talking about?
Could you play basketball? Have you ever
played
basketball?
I've never played basketball.
Did you say learn a sport?
I play volleyball, and I'm learning how to play.
You didn't play soccer? You didn't play, no?
Why soccer?
You know why.
It's because I'm Mexican.
Yes. What the hell, yo?
I tried.
Of course. See, there we go. We know the truth. Don't try to do it. Don't pull that card on me. You know why.
Listen, not all Mexican people can run fast.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's just rapido.
We're just fresh off the World Cup, you know? Literally. Still got soccer fever.
On that note, coincidentally, we're over 30 minutes. I appreciate you guys coming onto the podcast.
Thanks for having
second
us.
Second time,
thanks,
or first time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.